We talked last week about being machna the keifu, being machna the para likfeilu, being machna the para atzmo. And the first obvious question was when the shomer took the para and the mafki gave him the para, no one said anything. So what about, were they thinking about it? So Rishonim said, no, they weren't thinking about it. If you'd asked them, that's what they would have wanted. So that is a serious problem of Yir Shalom Midas. Yir Shalom Midas is, I don't actively think about it. If I was aware that I had to think about it, this is what I would say. Okay, now, is that enough for Das? And we paskin, Yir Shalom Midas, lo heavy yush. Not, you have to actively think, I want X, I want Y, I want Z. And that has to be, and that is Yir Shalom Midas, that's the Yishmat. Yir Shalom Midas doesn't apply to Yush. Gemara B'Metzia applies to Hafarshas Trumas Maestras. And from the Gemara Mori Bar Yisik, it applies to Zchus Machna in general. Now, that is the, that's the sugya, that's the obvious question. The Rajba, facing this question, so he comes up with a klal. Rashi Baba Kama Daf Kuf Beis. That even though in general, Yush Shalom Midas Lo Heavy Yush, however, where there is an overwhelming umdana that in these situations, anyone who you asked in this situation would say that, it's not specific my relation, Ruvain with Shimon. It is an ansari. An ansari is not a rove, it's an overwhelming rove. And that a normal human being in this situation would think that. So al pidin, we assign him that das. Now, where does this play itself out? In a lot of shaylos halach lamaisa. It's certainly Shulchan Aruch Paskins, nechel elyon ish lasas mitzvah b'mamona. That if I go into a shul and there's a talis there, now in order for me to be yotze mitzvah tzitzis, I have to have kinyanim in this talis. It's somebody else's talis. The halach is I can go up to the talis, use it, put it on, make a bracha on it, and fold it up and put it back in a way he will not have lost anything. Why? There's an anansade that a person wants his money to be used for a mitzvah, gives him a mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't know at all that I walked into shul. He's totally ignorant about anything that's happening. The anansade is, if he would know, he would say. So therefore, al pidin, we consider that as if he had active das in that direction. That is one halacha. Now the question is as follows. And that applies, there's another halacha that follows from that. That he gets at least the level of a talis she'ula and can make a bracha, fine, he gets kinyone tashmish. Does he get kinyonim gemurim? Nafgamina, I walk into shul the first day in Sukkos when the thing has to belong to me completely. And there's a lulav and esrog there. The owner put it there, and I'm in an early minyan, he's coming to a later minyan. Can I pick it up? Is there an ansade that he's giving me a kinyan gomer? That Shulchan Aruch has all sorts of different deus on. But it's not a question of fundamental issue of an ansadi. Question, how far does the ansadi go? Lagabe Das Machne to Kenyone Shaila or even to Kenyonim Gemurim. The Tzos has a number of rise, goes even to Kenyonim Gemurim. And here in Awa Sugya, how does the Rajma interpret Awa Sugya? Rajma interprets Awa Sugya that he gets Kinyonim in Tosis, if he would be agreeing with Tosis, that the Pura belongs to the Shoma completely. So it means he's giving away Kinyonim Gemurim in this, and that is the Anan Sadi. On the other hand, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosis. What does he get? He gets Kinyon the Shoma, he gets Kinyonim Gemurim, or he gets Shvach the Hamagia Me Elof, the Osame Elof, not Me Gufo. That's the Banker, that's Kinyonim Gemurim that he's giving away. So, the pashtus of Awa Sugya is like the fact that is he giving it away? I mentioned it to the Shaila about Pidyon HaBen. And again, he's giving it away because he knows in certain cases, Nechalein Lenishnas or Mitzvah Mamona, he knows he's getting it back. In the case of Lulav, it's Matana Maslahachse. In the case of Pidyon HaBen that I gave, he'll be getting it back, but he's Maknet, with no other knowledge, he's getting it back. This issue that we see from Awa Sugya of that an ansade substitutes for das has tremendous ramifications, halacha lemaisa, in countless situations. Gave the example of a talis sheula. For instance, there's a shul talis. You go into a shul, and it's a talis that belongs to the shul. The talis that belongs to the shul. So why did the shul buy a talis? So that when a guest comes in, he can use the talis. Okay, when I come into the shul, that means whoever is commissioned by the board of directors to be marked on the talis to me, he has no clue of what's happening this morning when I walk into the shul. But since this is the purpose he did it, there's an ansati that he'd want me to be able to use that talis. This is when it comes to using talisim, coming to shul, there is someone, use someone's tefillin. So, same thing. Can you use his tefillin? It'll be tefillin gzulim. Tefillin gzulim, he can't be yotzei mitzvah. On the other hand, if he allows me, if you'd ask me, he says, sure, use my tefillin. So then tefillin doesn't need lochem gomor, even shawl is good enough. And I said, the shayla applies. I used to have the shayla mentioned when I visited my parents, Zichronim Levracha, and I would show up in their house, they were at work, and could I go to the refrigerator? My mother, if I didn't go to the refrigerator, my mother would scream at me, why don't you take something to eat? But she's not there, they'd be mocking it to me. So there's an ansadi that a normal mother would want her son to be able to go to the refrigerator and something to eat. If you think the ramification of the Shaila all of us. The pashtus of our Gemara, it's a Raya Gemara, that an ansadi works, and we assign das to the person who right now is blissfully ignorant. Where there is a second degree of Shaila, is what happens to be if that person is mufka from das, like a cheresh shot of a cut. Do we say, since we don't need his active das, we can assign him das? That's a whole different... I gave an example of the kidney transplants. But the shayla goes in 20 different directions. Now, we have another thing. Okay, he's Kona. The Shoma gets a Kenyan. But there's a rule. You can only get a Kenyan if you did a Maisa Kenyan. What's the Maisa Kenyan? So the Gemara first begins Shilein. So Tosa says, wait one second. there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish later on in Bar Metzia Daf Mem Ches. Midoraisa Ma'os Konos, Midoraisa Ein Ma'os Konos. All Rishon, with the exception of Rashi and Bechoros, asking Midoraisa Ma'os Konos. Rashi and Bar Metzia also says that Rashi and Bechoros is a headache in many, many things. Ma'os Einos. Passes like Reish Lakish, Ma'os Einos. But there's a din de rabbanon. Din de rabbanon, they were mevatel. Kenyan kesef. And they say, Mashiach is going to, why? Shema yomru chitech nisru ba aliyah. Why? That, because, let's say I go to someone, I say, you have a ton of potatoes in your warehouse, I want to buy them. I make a Kenyan kesef. I send my trucks to pick it up. He says, too bad, there was a fire in the warehouse last night. There was, who knows what happened. And in the warehouse last night, your potatoes are gone. So, and I have no recourse. So, an exerer. They made a tarkona, you're not kona until you get physical possession of the object, Mashiach. Now, here there's a major machlokas rishonim between Tosis on the one hand and the Rambam and Hilchos Trumas on the other hand. I think I explained that last week, otherwise we'll go over it. What was the tarkona? According to Tosis, they were about to completely kenyan kesef. It's not kona. According to the Rambam, no, they gave you the ability that if you haven't yet taken physical possession, then you can be chozer from it. So in the case of he sends his truck to pick up the potatoes, and they say, Shema Yomer, this will be tarach baliyah. And the fellow said there was a fire last night. Last night, 100 rats went running through and ate up all the potatoes, whatever. So, he can change his mind. So, I'm Vata Lakinyan. Now, according to Tosis has three possibilities what he is makna to him. He's makna the kefil itself. That's a chog shalobololo. So, and Tosis has no problem buying a chov with kesef. No problem. But he said, but you can't do it because the kinyan doesn't work. So what do you see from Tosfos? See a very important thing from Tosfos. You saw Godel. Reb Chaim says this in Hilchos Mechira. The piece before he talks about Machna Kefil. A chov is property, according to everybody. That's the question, what sort of kinyan can you use? Tosfos is assuming that a chov is property. There will be a chov in the future. The Gemara just backs off from it because it's Dovah Shalom below. And Tosa says it can't be the chov because Kesef can't do. According to the Rambam, he has no problem that the chov is, that he's buying a chov with Kesef. According to the Rambam, Kenyan Kesef still works today after the Takana de Rabbanan. So, Rambam has absolutely no problem with it, and the Rambam actually learns the sugya that the habamin of the Gemara was his makna the kefil. And the Gemara just said it can't be because it's dovah shalom b'lolam, and the Gemara goes to the next step, makna the paralik feya. Tosis can't have that because of his sheet in kinyan kesef. So, it's not kesef, it has to be Mashiach. But Mashiach can't, there's no way Mashiach can be kona a chov. Mashiach means I take physical possession into my possession. You can't take physical. A chov is an abstract concept, abstract property. Since a chov is abstract property, you can't get your hands on it to bring it into your rishus. So Mashiach all applies to physical objects. So Tosis backs off of it. Tosis is working with the assumption that What are we talking about? We're talking about Machne, the Havamina was Machne the Parlik Fela. And when the Gemara changes its mind, it goes to the next level, you're Machne the Paragufa, the whole Parah. Nafkamina between Tos and the Rambam. When you catch up with the Ganav, who gets that Parah? Does the Shomer get that Parah according to Tosis? Or it goes back to the Bible according to the Rambam? But that, but you see how the Gemara, out with what forced Tosin's position and didn't force the Rambam's position. Their position on how Kinyan Kesef works after the Takana. Sometimes you have to see, once you take one position, different sugyas are going to push you into a position on something else. So since the Rambam had no problem with buying a chov with Kesef, and that is the Havamina of the Gemara, so therefore the Rambam had no problem. When the Gemara's next step, it could go down one step, because of the problem of part of Dover Shalav Bolim, what are you buying? It's the schus in the para to collect the kefir. It's a kinyan in the para. And either so Mashiach can work for that, or Kesef can work for that. That is where the Rambam's coming. Tosfos couldn't say that was the Havamina of the Gemara. Hagamorina is Para Likvela, and the next position is the Para Atzma. Okay, this is how the Gemara works. But then the question is, what is the Kenyan? What is the Kenyan? So, Tos is working. They have one of two possibilities. Yeah. One possibility is the Kenyan is the Mashiach. According to Tos, there's no problem with the Kenyan and the Mashiach. Why? And Tos goes through the sugya very straight. I'm being Kona the Paragufa. Since I'm being Kona the Paragufa, so I do it on the Parah, Mashiach on the Parah. I did it originally. So the difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra is what? According to the Lishna Kama, you were kona it lemafreya as of the shas pikodin, so very simple. And according to the Lishna Basra, you kona it somach l'gneva nafkamina, simple nafkamina. Problem of kolsa kinyana. Zaloha kolsa kinyana. What is kolsa kinyana? Kolsa kinyana means that if there's a halal, sometimes I can do a kinyan that's chal la'acha shloshim yom. I'm buying this, and the kinyan should be chal in 30 days. You do a ma'isa kinyan now, chal 30 days. Nora says it depends. Which kinyan? Kinyan kesef, you can do to be chal after 30 days. Why? Because in case the kinyan is not chal, you have to give back the money. So therefore, the kinyan is still active until it's chal. Mashiach means I physically take it from one rishus into another rishus. And that's the kinyan. So therefore, when the kinyan is chal, it has to be in the rishus that I took it. And if it's not in the rishus I took it, that's called the kinyana, and it doesn't work. So Gemara says, nafkamina between Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra is Kaima Biyagam. Tosis, Rashi, it works perfect. Now, then we come to the Rambam. How does the Rambam learn? There's another possibility some Rishonim very implicitly talk about. So, what is that? They implicitly talk about Ahu Hanoa. What is it? That the mafkid feels I benefit from the fact that I know I'm guaranteed I'm getting my kefil. He has a benefit from getting the kefil. And the shomer figures, okay, I'm willing to gamble that I'll collect the kefil. And I'm willing to give that the mafkid, the menuchas hanefesh, that he knows is Karen's guarantee. question is a major question in Rishonim. Whether or not that I do something that gives you hana, I can use the hana that I'm giving you as a kinyan kesef. Now, where does that manifest itself, and where are they coming from? The Rishon who's most articulate and explicit about that is the Ritva. You all learned the sugya daf tzadei dalet, almost everyone, except the ones in Rabbi Abramowitz's shir, learned the sugya tzadei dalet omer aleph. Those of you who didn't learn it, open it. If you have a Gemara, open it up. Master shomechinam lios potem ishvu. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Master shomechinam lios kishoa. A shomechinam is chayiv and geneva aveda. A shoal is chayiv and onsen. I think that's something everyone should by this time have realized. That shomechinam is chayiv for pshia, shomechinam geneva aveda, shoal is chayiv onsen. I believe that's, at this point, in the space of marriage, this should be common knowledge. Okay. Let's mandapol it. Okay. Let's say a shomasocha wants to be chayiv and onsen. So the Gemara says, Tana, it's a brice, marsha shomachinam lios kishoa. Okay. But if I want to take on an extra chiyuv, but how do I take on that extra chiyuv? To do a Maisa Kenyan. So the Gemara asks a question, Omar Shmuel, Bishop Konami Yodo, that's the Kenyan. Rabbi Yochanan, my field tamer Shalom Konami Yodo, by he hano, the Lofakle caller, the Inish Mehemda, who Goma Mashab Nasa. If I'm willing to take such a thing, people look at me as a very responsible individual and improves my reputation, and that hano I get is good enough. So says the Gemara. Now, what's the Gemara talking about? So the Ravid, the Rashba brings the Ravid who asks the following kasha. He says, I don't understand. If the Shomachinam or Shomasocha takes on an extra chiyuv, in order for him to be Mechayev himself, what happens? He has to do a kinyan. Tiknu Mashiach b'shamra. So any tnai you make, any extra hischayvish you make, b'shas kabbalas hashmira, is included in the original Maisa Kinyan. Included in the Maisa Kinyan, so what are they talking about? I need something extra. That, says the Rav, had a kasha. The Rashba brings the Rav's kasha. So let the original Kenyan that he made, B'shatz Kabbal Shmir, when I Kabbal Shmir, not only am I chayev myself, Pshia Gnev Aved, I'm chayev myself even an onsen. So you already have a Kenyan. What do you need a second Kenyan for? That was the kasha that the Ravid asks. So the Rashba lays down here a very important yusot. And that is the yisod. If you ever sign a contract in any legal system, is an implicit assumption in every legal system of the world, including halacha. The umdina is people don't give unless they get. That's a fundamental umdina of human behavior. You give, must be you getting. So every time a person is mechayev himself, so on something that he didn't have to be Mechayev himself. So, the question is, what's he getting? And if it's not clear that he's getting something, so then as a Chsor and Gemira's Dats, we have to assume he's not really being serious. Chsor and Gemira's Dats, and that's a problem of a smachta and a lot of things. Not really serious, there's no real Gemira's Dats. Because human behavior, again, is that you don't give unless you get. That's the klal the Rashba has. Therefore, he says, Eino chanami. When I made that, I'm a shomachinam. And when I made the original kenyan to become a Shomer Chinam, I took tremendous achrayas, even going to be chayiv and on. Wait a second. Did you get anything for that? You didn't get anything for that? No smichas das. The Gemara says, you did get something. You got something. That's good for Gemara's das. So the Ahu Anoa is not Kesef Kedush, it's not Hanoa. It just takes care of a side issue of Gemara's das. You have to be getting in order to machayiv yourself. That's so, says the Rashba. If you take a look at his Talmud the Ritva, Talmud the Ritva says, no. From here you see, Hanoa hu Kesef b'chol mokom. Hanoa is Kesef. Hanoa can be used for Kesef Kenyan in all circumstances. So says the Ritva. The Ritva says it in countless places in Shas. He's the most articulate in this. Okay. So if you look at certain people, when they go back, and the Ritva assumes, taking for granted, that the halacha of Bitlu, you have to see how he understands the halacha of the Mavatal Kenyan Kesef, but certainly halacha al-maisa, he uses that Hanoah as Kesef Kenyan in countless situations. Okay. And a group of Rishonim in our sugya say, okay, why is the Mafkid giving it away? Because he wants the Hanoah of Menuchas HaNefesh knowing he's getting his kesef. He's not going to gamble that Menuchas HaNefesh. So he's getting that Hanoah. So a group of Rishonim learned the sugya. Okay. It's a Kenyan kesef, but a different type of kesef. Kesef Ahu Hanoah. Okay. But the Rambam, among other Rishonim, happened to agree with the Rashba. That's not true. So, question is, what is the Kenyan? Now, if you take a look at the Rosh says as follows. How do we paskin? Like the Lishna Kama, the Lishna Bas. There's a Klal and Shas. Klal and Shas is we always paskin like Lishna Basra, unless there's some compelling reason to paskin like Lishna Kam. That's the Klal. Okay. So the Rosh says like this. L'mi mishalva, l'mi shapiko netzlo. V'hainu time das, nina bosu umdene das. In umdene das, it's a shayla of Yerushalmi das. Finally, we solve that. So what is he saying? First of all, it's like Tosfos in Machna the Guf HaPora. Chutz Megizuv Lotos. The Shvocha the Osam Alma Machna, the Shvocha the Osam Guf HaLo Machna. V'ayinu Kalishna Kama, the Rava, the Hu Ika. Pazalak Lishna Kama, Hu Ika. Even though that goes against the Klal and Shas, and he's going to have to supply you with compelling reasons. The Masim stomach tonic. Ben Omedes Bagram Ben Bishusam. The Mishnah doesn't make any difference between Kaima Biyakam and not Kaima Biyakam. And according to Lishna Basra, there is such a chiluk. And he says, number two. He says, difference is Chutz Megizim Vlodos. So when are we talking about? He called him Gneva, if it's poor Gneva. According to Lishna Basra, there was no such. So, there has to be sometimes the Gizas and Vlados would belong to the Shomer. So, if he goes back to the original Zmana Pikadon, so the Gizas and Vlados go back to from the Pekodim, that's Gemara's Kasha. But if it's Samach Gneva, The Rosh and Baba Kama has a shita that Gizus and Zlodos after Geneva belong to the Ganef. So what's the Gemara talking about Gizus and Zlodos? That 1 second before the Geneva till after the Geneva. Doesn't make any sense. He says, the Gemara talking about Gizus and Zlodos, I don't see a window of opportunity here. Okay. The Rambam happens to disagree with the Rosh on a whole bunch of things. The Rambam happens to disagree about Gizus and Zlodos belonging to the Ganef. Rambam says, Mishas Geneva ad Shas Yush, it doesn't belong to the Ganef. Okay, so he has that window of opportunity that they're talking about. Number one. Now, how does the Rambam paskin? The Rambam never mentions the problem of Kaimi Biaka. So does that mean that the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Kama? Maybe. Even though he has no compelling reason to do that. If he can come up with some justification for eliminating the difference in Kaima V'Agam or not. Because he doesn't pass in Kaima V'Agam, he agrees with the Rosh, since the Mishnah doesn't say it, it's very artificial to insert it. So, he doesn't pass in Kaima V'Agam, but he has no compelling reason of Gizus and Zlodos. So, it could be because of that he passed like the Shnekama. But there is another Manda Omar called the Rabbeinu Chananel. If you take a look in Rabbeinu Chananel, he has just the opposite of Tosis and Rashi. Perishachim. My Benayu, Ike Benayu, Kashi Reb Zayr, Perish, the Lishna Basra, the Rava, the Amma Samoch Nevos, Nueloch, Les Urche Lakshu, there's no Kasha, Yoch Gizan Vodas, Lekha Samoch Neva, Logizan Vodas. He says that if you say Samoch Nevos, there's nothing there. Inami kai v'agam. Perish. Lishna kama de Rava lo koni kefa. According to Lishna kama of Rava, just forget the opposite of Tosis, opposite of Rashi. Lishna kama lo koni kefa. Is not koni kefa. No less a b'shus l'ikne b'mashicha v'yizke b'kvela. It's not in his rishos to be koner b'mashicha, be koner b'kfela. Im lo hoya omer, the note at the bottom, he didn't say me'achshav. We'll see what he's saying. Av lishna basra, according to lishna basra, Inami de kaima biyakam perish the lishne kama de rova lo koni kefal lo lase b'shus elikne me b'shicha v'yizke b'kfeil v'fikach ama parashik nolach mayachshav v'idne di ayla b'shus echutz megizus and vlodos lishne basa de rova. So therefore, according to the lishne kama, I have the whole problem, so it has to be in his rishus immediately. Lishna Basra, according to Lishna Basra, it can be Kaima Ba'agam. Let's first focus on what he says about the Lishna Basra. I was a little late today. I was taking my wife home. It was a massive traffic jam. So we'll just begin this, and Mitzvah Shem next year, Claudia will finish the whole thing. But what does he say? He says like this. According to the Vishnabhastra, he says, Vishnabhastra, the Rava, Avogav, the highest Agma, even though it's an Agam later on, Konilo, or Bishuse Kaima, Beidno, the Ifkimora. It is in the Rishus of the Shomer from the time he made the Meshicha. It's in the Rishus of the Shomer. Daha, why, Mechayev, Bishmiras? It already went into the Rishus of the Shomer. The Kenyan began. So his halachas Meshicha has to begin immediately. And if Meshicha doesn't begin immediately, there's no Meshicha lachazman. No such thing. So did the Meshicha begin? Did he take it from the Mavkin's Rishus to his Rishus? Yes. Why did he take it from the Mavkin's Rishus to his Rishus? Because he got Kinyanei Shmira. And Kinyanei Shmira means it's within his Rishus. Kinyanei Shmira means it's within his Rishus. And so just later on, when the Shomer, the Mafkir, is Machna to him, so the original Kinyan expands because the Kinyan began already. So what did he do? When I did the original Mashiach, the Mafkis Kavona, my Kavona, the Kinyan begins now, because I get Kinyon and Shmira, and later on the Kinyan expands, either Kinyan Gomer or Kinyan Parla Kfela, to become that Kinyan that the Shomer ultimately gets. So turns it just upside down. The opposite of Tosfos. According to Lishna Basra, there's no difference in kind of Agam Har. According to Lishna Kama, there is a difference. That we'll have to understand too. So now, the question is, how did the Rambam Paskin like the Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra? Take a look. This is Mirtz Hashem next week. We'll go through the Magen Mishnah inside. And all that stood in the Rambam Paskin like Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra. The Pashtus of the Magen Mishnah, he Paskin like Lishna Basra. And then he says, maybe I can just, maybe he Paskin like Lishna Kama. But for him, it's an open possibility. So if it's an open possibility, the Rambam Paskin like Lishna Basra, and he doesn't Paskin different from Kaim Ba'agam and Ra. So apparently he's pushing the Rambam into the Rabbeinu Chananel. That which we'll understand much better, Blin Neder, Yetz Hashem. Next year.